Now we look at how to use Webform with Web API. So before that, let's look at how the original behavior of the Web API using Angular is. Right. When you run, let me type in my credential. Now is extracting the data from the backend. In this program, we are using LocalDB. Okay, so this is the behavior, right? So this is a single page, and not everybody is going to use single page. So Webform is still pretty important. So we will look at how to use Webform with the API, Web API. Let's create a Webform project with Web API now. We click File, New, Project. Go to the Web. Name it as form. Click OK. Now it's just the form. Now it's just the API. I'll leave the rest as default. I click OK. I have pre-copied out the file from the sample. Let me copy all these files in the project that we have just created. At first, I would like to replace the app start. I will show you how to download the file, so don't worry about it. So the controller, this is the keypad of it. So I get my controller into here. I put it there. Okay, this is also one of the important part, the model. So I'll put all these models over to my project, Webform project, and okay. Okay, so all these are supposed to be in the root. Now we change the connector string. Okay. I have a local DB with a different name than what the Visual Studio has created. So you must also know your name, the name of your local DB server. It is the correct one. So let me save everything. We will look at the important code right now. Okay, We have copied the file. Now we need to include the file into the project. This is an important file. This is a controller, right? So you will see that you have, you might have some error. We are going to fix that later. Then we need to include all this, right? So you will see that the error will be going away because the file is in now. Right, your model is all in now. So we should be able to compile it now. Let's compile it. Okay, the compilation is done. So we take a look at what we have added. Okay, we change to a very simple web form, right? Without using any JS file. We put a label here. We put a radio button here. We put another label for correct answer or wrong answer. And we have a button to move next. That is all for the web form. So we look at the code behind this web form. Right. We are actually calling the API from here. And you realize that you need to use async because the API is the async method in the API itself. When you go and look at it, this is async method. Okay, so it is time for us to try to run the web form with the web API and see whether it works. Okay, now you can see your web form is working. Thank you a lot. Again, extracting the data from the backend. Okay, here you go. So I can choose the answer, and I can just click submit, and I was saying that this is a true answer. So you can also try it by yourself. Have fun.